Question everything.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to Question Everything with your girl, Kelsey. So what is going on, guys? It's been a while. I mean, not really. I guess I haven't made a solo episode in like a week. It just feels like forever, okay? All right, so we're gonna begin this episode with a little rant. No, but I really just want to talk about something that I just have recently been noticing and I guess I realized. So yesterday I posted a video about how the United States government has a bunch of weather patents, and obviously, if you've been with me for a while, you know I've talked about HAARP before, H-A-A-R-P, and how the Air Force has been controlling the weather, and they've said it, there's documents. And in my climate change episode, I also talked about how they're using climate control as a part of their agenda as well. So basically, I posted this video as kind of like, not a joke, but I was just like, I wonder why they have all these patents and all this stuff. And I know that TikTok reaches a wide audience, but my videos really don't get on a lot of for you pages. At least they haven't in the past because I've been shadow banned. So I was hoping my followers would find it. But yesterday I found a lot of people, and this is kind of why I stopped posting that content on TikTok, other than I got banned a year ago. But I think that we are focused too much on the details of the agenda and worrying about what's going to happen and all this stuff. And trust me, when I first found out about everything, I was there too. I was freaking out. Even though I was on my spiritual journey and trying to raise my vibrations and all that good stuff, I was contradicting everything. Because I was investigating this stuff, trying to find everything, trying to know everything, while at the same time trying to heal and trying to still be on my spiritual path. And the way I was going about it was not healthy, because obviously it was just my ego wanting to know everything and wanting to be like, yes, I know everything. There's going to be a blackout on this day. There's going to be Project Bluebeam on this day. And you guys won't know anything, and that's why I'm trying to tell you. And yeah, obviously that was my ego. So so a couple episodes ago I talked about how I said that on the Hold Up, Wait a Minute podcast, which I think they just rebranded their name as the Black Pill. I was a guest on their podcast a couple weeks ago. I was talking about how in the beginning things were rough. Like, I was investigating the child trafficking, Pizzagate, all the projects, Montauk Project, Space Program, everything, the controlling the weather, Bill Gates. But the more I looked into it, the heavier it became on me. And I know people say when you look into conspiracy theories, that's why people get paranoid and you go crazy. And obviously I was like, no, I won't go crazy. But I told them, I was like, the more I know, the less I know. Meaning that, like, I'm okay with not knowing. I've accepted that I won't know everything. And I think, I know it was my ego trying to control everything, wanting to be the knower of everything, the knower of all things, wanting to feel superior against everyone who didn't know. And I mean, this is very prominent in this community. Like, oh, you don't know that the earth is flat? Wow, you're an idiot. Or you don't know that the earth is hollow? Wow, you're an idiot. Like, no one really knows the real answers. Like, yeah, there's evidence. And that's why I talk about all these things, because I want you guys to question everything. I want you guys to question these theories. I want you to question me. I want you to question everything that's being said. So that is my intentions with my content. It's never to be, well, in the beginning, it kind of was to be like, yo, you guys need to know about this, because I know about this. But now my intentions are like, come on, guys, question everything. I know you know it in you that there's something weird going on. I know you know that this is not what life is supposed to be. And that's truly my intentions, to make you guys expand your consciousness, not even for what's going on in the world, but for yourselves too and your own personal lives. And I think that's where spirituality and conspiracy theories come hand in hand. Because once you know of all the corrupt, disgusting actions that are going on in the world, then that's when the spirituality side comes in and you start, okay, well, it's not like you can go out and kill all the pedophiles or go burn down Bill Gates' house or protest on the street because that won't do anything. It's about now focusing on yourself, focusing on your healing, raising your own vibrations, because in the laws of the universe and in the laws of karma, which I've been studying recently because I made two poster boards with the law of, I believe it was the law of correspondence and the law of rhythm. I mean, all the laws are kind of correlating, and I've talked about them before. But the law of correspondence, I believe it was, is like everything ripples. I think it was a law of rhythm. Just kidding. So everything that you think you're going through alone and you think no one else is experiencing the same thing, 9 out of 10 times, someone else on this earth plane is probably experiencing the same thing you are. That's why so many people woke up, because when our consciousness raises, that ripples in the energy of the collective and it triggers something in everyone. Not by you posting videos, not by you being mean on comments, not by you telling everyone the world's gonna end. No, it's by you healing yourself, you emanating those high vibrations. That frequency will help other people heal. That frequency will help other people raise their vibrations. That frequency will kill the darkness. Sorry, I'm just like, I just got so many comments and I just couldn't believe it. There was one comment that was like, you don't know what you're talking about. I've been studying this for 10 years. Why are you spreading fear? This gave me so much anxiety. You don't know what you're talking about. You're an idiot. Oh, you're just finding out about this. You're late to the club. Like, what is that gonna do? How is that gonna help anyone? Like, obviously, I know now. Now I know that that's all ego. And obviously, when I posted content last year before I got banned, I got the same comments. I got even worse comments than that. And it really did a toll on me, because obviously, everything is energy. And I've been feeling it these last couple of days. I was like, dang, I shouldn't have posted that, because most of my content recently has been spiritual on TikTok and helping others heal and stuff and learning about shadow work. But once I posted this one about the weather machines and all that stuff, my energy, guys, when I tell you that my vibration's just been so low. I've been so irritated, like just how I felt a year ago when I was being spiritually attacked. Because all attacks on you energetically don't even have to be like spiritual. Someone doesn't have to create a whole black magic spell on you for you to feel the effects. Just by one negative word or negative comment or people talking about you off the comments, just be like, oh, look at this girl, she's an idiot. Like, those words and that vibrational frequency will attack the person, aka me. And I have been feeling it. So recently, these past couple days after I posted the video, I have been cleansing myself like crazy. I have been protecting myself with a light shield. I have been meditating like crazy, because it's bad. I have not felt this dense of energy since last year when I posted a lot of TikToks about the Illuminati and all that stuff. So I was like, yeah, like I can't do this if people are still gonna send those vibrations towards me. And like, I want to help everyone wake up and I want to keep spreading this information, but I feel like if I keep it on my podcast, I don't feel it as bad. Like, even if you're listening to this and you think I'm crazy, you don't believe anything I say, like, it's not as horrible as I felt when I was on TikTok. I feel like TikTok is just, it reaches so many people. And even if you don't comment or don't like, that one of my videos got like 32,000 views or whatever. And that's a lot of people. That's a lot of energy. And my podcast audience is at least 2,000 people. And I know most of you are not even most of you agree with my content and most of you enjoy my content. So that's actually sending me good energy, which is amazing. And I love you guys for it. Thank you for the support. But like TikTok, obviously, I'm not going to get everyone who's awake. And like, part of me is like, yeah, but keep posting it. You know, who cares? It's not even what they say. I want to make that clear. Like, what they say does not bother me. It's the energy behind it that is actually bothering me because I'm feeling it. And also, I feel like I'm feeling it even stronger because of Mercury retrograde and all these planets and Aquarius and all this other stuff astrologically. But anyways, I don't care what they're saying, but the vibration that they're sending those messages, it just, I now understand a little better of why I was feeling it so bad last year too. And I'm not gonna lie, I did lose track of my spiritual path because I was not focusing on my healing. I was just focusing on making content every single day. I think I posted like 3 videos a day last year. But like I said, I'm kind of in the middle right now. Like, I want to keep spreading content, but I also don't want people to think I'm spreading fear on TikTok or misinformation or whatever the case may be. But I know not everyone understands. I literally preach to question everything. I literally preach for you guys to just start opening up your minds to the possibilities and making your own discernment. And I have to get that through my head that not everyone will understand that. So like I said, I'm kind of in a pickle right now. Like, I want to keep posting this content on TikTok and talking about all these projects, all the secrets of the CIA and the United States and all that stuff. But at the same time, like, I feel like it's such a heavy energy to mess with. And this just goes back to the fact that the more I work on myself and the more I help you guys work on yourselves and understand your inner divine and all that good stuff, the more that energy will ripple into the collective, and that high frequency will help others wake up and squash the dark and transmute the dark to light. So I think I'm going to stick to talking about healing and all that good stuff, because stuff is dark, man. And I mean, it's not a bad thing to learn about these things, because we have to become aware. Like yesterday, I was with my kid who I mentor, who knows about everything that I do and everything. And she was like, well, how does it go hand in hand, spirituality and conspiracy theories? Like, I don't understand, because she's also very spiritual. And the only reason I talk to her about these things is because her mother is also spiritual. So the first time we ever met, her mother told me that she wants her daughter to learn about the universe and crystals and spirituality and healing and all that. So I was like, oh, perfect. Like, I really think the universe put her in my life for a reason, because it was so random. Because usually I get kids who are at risk or are on probation or need help with their mental health. So the fact that this one specifically wanted healing, like spiritual healing, I was like, wow, like, that's crazy. So anyways, just wanted to get that clear to make sure you guys know that I'm not shoving spirituality down these kids' throats. Like, the mother literally told me, can you help me out? So anyways, she asked me that yesterday, and I was like, you know, like, it goes hand in hand, because once you become aware of all the chaos and all that bad stuff, like I said earlier, then you start to step into your own power, step into your own healing, step into your own knowing that you are already whole and complete, and working on yourself is gonna help the external world. You can't help the world until you help yourself first, until you change your heart. So it kind of like made me sad, not gonna lie, all the energy that's being sent out to me recently with all my videos. Well, the only video I posted recently about conspiracy theories. But I don't know, it's just crazy. It's crazy that people will do this. Even people in the quote-unquote truth community will put you down. Like, oh, you don't know about this? Where have you been? This is old news. Like, who is that helping? I kind of saying that. Who is that helping? I'm sorry. I just needed to get this rant out, because I know a lot of you may have been wondering, like, why have I been posting so much spiritual content on my podcast recently when I literally started out talking about the Freemasons and the Illuminati? I'm going to stick to talking about both on my podcast, because even next week, I have my best friend from high school as a guest. She graduated with a psychology degree and a sociology degree, and she's actually a yoga teacher as well. I'm going to have her on and talk about the psychology and the sociology of what's going on, and maybe have her give you some tips about yoga and chakras. She's amazing. But I'm still going to have content about HAARP and Montauk projects and secret space program, Stargate project. I'm still going to talk about conspiracy theories too, but I need a balance because I feel like not everyone understands that I am trying to help you guys become aware so you guys can step into your own power, not because I want to gain clout and be the knower of all things and, I don't know. My intentions are not malicious. They are purely to help you guys become aware. And I'm not trying to spread fear because, like, even, like I said, the comments yesterday, everyone's like, you're spreading fear. Like, this is giving me anxiety. That's not the point. The point is for you to become aware so you can prepare for what's to come, if anything does happen. But like I've said in other episodes too, if we focus so much on what's going to happen, we're missing out on the present moment in our lives. We're focusing so much on what's happening, what's going to happen, when is the deep state going to do this, blah, 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 blah. Like, we're missing so much of our present moment because we're focusing so much on the quote-unquote dark side. And we're giving them more power, essentially, so I don't want to do that anymore. And I also tweeted this, I think, like 3 days ago about how, and like most of the time, okay, let me backtrack a little bit. My way of saying things, like, I'm a very sarcastic person. Like, I just try to make things kind of funny so it's relatable and people will understand. And I don't know, I'm just a very sarcastic person. That's obviously my ego, my personality, the fake sense of self, okay? Whatever. So, the other day I tweeted, it's kind of like we told you guys months ago to prepare for this blackout and that there was going to be a dark winter. And I was like, But I didn't mean it in, like, a malicious way. I was just like, if people would stop using all their energy trying to debunk us or trying to call us stupid or whatever the case may be, if they focus the energy on actually, like, hey, maybe they might be onto something, let's just prepare just in case. Let's get a bunch of blankets, a generator, food, whatever it is. Like, it's never bad to be prepared for anything. Like, conspiracy theory aside, if tomorrow there's a meteor shower and everything burns down, I don't know, I'm just thinking, what will we do? Do you have anything stocked up? Like, you never know. Tomorrow there could be a zombie apocalypse. We never know. So conspiracy theory aside, you never know what's gonna happen. So it's always good to prepare, and that's what we've been trying to tell you guys. I mean, at least I have been trying to tell you guys to just prepare. It's not bad to have some food stocked up. And this girl said, what's the point of tweeting this? Like, you just want to be right. Like, a lot of people are hurt or whatever. And it wasn't to mock anything or anything like that. It's just like kind of like a wake-up call, like, yo, you guys spent all your energy making fun of us when you could have spent that energy go buying food or something. I don't know. It's just like, I hope you understand where I'm coming from. I really am not trying to be a dickwad or an asshole, but I don't know. There's so much dense energy in my space right now. I'm actually going to go cleanse after I finish recording this little snippet. But I just needed to vent real quick to you guys and have you guys understand where I'm coming from, because I never want to spread fear. I never want to spread misinformation. I always tell you guys to question everything. Use your own intuition, your own discernment. I know you guys know deep down what feels right and what feels wrong. So listen to that. Listen to that voice. Question everything. Question me. Question everything you see. I don't know what else to say. I literally didn't even have an outline for this. This is just all coming from word vomit. So as you can tell, I stuttered so much. Exhibit A. But yeah, this episode was not supposed to start out like this. I was actually going to talk about HARP and all the weather shit that's been happening. So I will now get into that. But thank you guys for listening to my rant. I know this is probably like 20 minutes long, but I just hope you guys understand that I'm not doing this for anything other than trying to help you guys. Okay. I love you guys. All right. Okay, let's get into it before I get too mushy. All right. So what has been going on in Texas and all these other states? Honestly, it's so crazy watching all these videos and the videos of the fake snow, and I'm just like, it kind of hurts my heart because I know there's animals and homeless people on the street and they've never experienced weather like this. So I just hope if you are in that area that you're staying safe, and I send you all my love, and I'm so sorry that this is happening. But going back to conspiracy theory, remember when Biden did say be ready for a dark winter? So everyone thought that he meant like the COVID cases would go up or something like that, or there would be a blackout. I mean, this is why you question everything. But I mean, I feel like this is what he meant by dark winter. I mean, maybe there's more to come. Who knows? Some say this is the beginning of Bluebeam Project. Bluebeam Project, or the Project Bluebeam. Because even in David Icke's books, he talks about how the Project Bluebeam is going to start with random weather that's never happened before, or earthquakes, or blackouts, and all this crazy stuff that's going to be created by HARP, which I will be talking about. So that's like the first step to Project Bluebeam, and then it carries on to the fake alien invasion. So we really don't know what's going on, but I think that's what may be going on. But anyway, so what is HARP? HARP, it's abbreviated as HAARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. Auroral. I said that so. It sounded like a dog. Auroral. Anyways, also known as HARP, is a program funded jointly by multiple U.S. government organizations, of course. So its official purpose was to analyze the ionosphere and investigate the potential for developing ionospheric enhancement technology for radio communications and surveillance. I also saw this other documentary where they talked about how they were using this as a weapon against the enemy in war. I mean, this has been going on since like the 40s. I think they did it in, don't quote me, Vietnam. But anyways, HARP used high-powered radio transmitters in an attempt to modify the properties of the ionosphere to achieve its goals. The ionosphere itself is a layer of the Earth's atmosphere that contains a high concentration of ions and free electrons. The ionosphere reflects radio waves, which lead us to the official purpose of HARP, researching how to use the ionosphere or modify it to further aid in the distribution of radio waves and the technologies that rely on radio waves. So another thing to go with this, again, in David Icke's books, because he's the only one that openly talks about the reptilians, he says that the reptilians, quote-unquote, use this machine to also manipulate our brainwaves and kind of like brainwash us and mind control, kind of like 5G, I guess, since HARP emits radio waves and frequencies. I mean, I could see it happening. Could the HARP machine be used as a weapon? In general, the answer is yes. However, it's unclear as to what extent someone could use ionosphere modification as a weapon. It's safe to say that the military will pretty much attempt to weaponize anything, so there's no reason to think HARP would be any different. The ionosphere could potentially be used to jam radio communications. The military might have attempted to change its ability to block electromagnetic storms in certain areas, causing those areas to be more susceptible to the effects of the solar flares. Can HAARP control the weather? Dun dun dun. We know that the government all over the world have studied and taken part in weather control experiments. Cloud seeding to bring rain has been used successfully for decades. We therefore have proof that the weather can be controlled, or at least nudged in a certain direction given the proper conditions. It's also been suggested that HAARP can make weather control a real possibility. Much of this comes from a patent issued in 1987 by Dr. Bernard Eastland. Dr. Eastland is the scientist most associated with the development of the project. The patent is titled "The Method and Apparatus for Altering a Region in the Earth's Atmosphere, Ionosphere, and/or Magnetosphere." The patent states the following. Weather modification is possible by, for example, altering upper atmosphere wind patterns or altering solar absorption patterns by constructing one or more plumes of atmospheric particles which will act as a lens or focusing device. It seems clear that even the creators of HAARP have at least considered the possibility of using it to control the weather. We already know that the military has done plenty of research on weather warfare. That's the word I was looking for earlier. Weather warfare. Not only can it control weather, but also can generate earthquakes. Some HAARP critics claim the facility is attacking the citizens of the world telepathically. David Icke said this. Influencing thoughts and low frequency vibrations, meaning they are using this as a mind control. In 2013, former Central Intelligence Agency employee Edward Snowden leaked classified government files, some revealing HAARP's numerous global surveillance systems. Allegations are the natural geomagnetic waves and being replaced with artificial VLF, very low frequency, ground waves, matching the frequency of human brain waves, thus influencing human behavior. It's said that HAARP also uses cell phone towers as electrical stimulation conductors able to reach and affect entire regions. This kind of coincides with 5G. So now I have a feeling, I haven't looked into this, but my theory is that 5G and HAARP are working together. Bob McCoy, director of the Geophysical Institution at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks, has made an attempt to refute claims saying electrical signals in the mind are low frequency. HAARP is very large frequency. The waves are meters long, so there's no way that we could control minds. But this statement doesn't hold clear with the concerned citizens who have cited the observations of Yale University's professor of physiology, Jose Delgado, PhD, the pioneer of electromagnetic mind control. In Delgado's peer-reviewed report, Physical Control of the Mind Toward a Psycho-Civilized Society, he states that it is possible to control human movements, glandular functions, and specific mental manifestations using electromagnetic stimulation. Yo, this reminds me of Project Blue Beam, because they said that they're gonna kind of alter our minds to make us think that our houses are haunted or being invaded by aliens because they can control the waves of which our mind works to manifest shadows and demons, etc., etc. But honestly, at this point, I don't know how people don't believe this. I mean, I've seen people try to debunk HAARP and chemtrails and all these scientists saying it's impossible, but at the same time, we don't know who's funding this research, or why is there so much research against it too. And also, the media does a fantastic job at making us look crazy, dumb, etc., debunking everything. But anyway, question everything. So that was a little bit of HAARP and what I think is controlling the weather right now. And I've seen videos of this fake snow that people have been grabbing from the okay, I'm not gonna say fake snow because I don't know if it's fake, this is just a theory, but people have been grabbing the snow from outside and trying to burn it, and it doesn't melt, and it also burns off this awful chemical smell. I don't know, honestly, if people are just saying that because you can, you know, also think yourself into things, but also the fact that it doesn't melt is kind of weird. The way it falls as well, it falls like rice, it doesn't fall like snowflakes, and I don't know, it doesn't snow in Vegas and it doesn't snow in San Diego where I used to live, so I don't know if that's normal, but I'm pretty sure it's not. It actually did snow in Vegas a couple weeks ago, which is kind of weird. It snowed for 2 days, but I think that was real snow. I don't know, it was kind of snowflakey, but yeah, I think it it's definitely controlled by them. And then people ask, like, why are they controlling the weather? Like, what's their motive? Honestly, who knows at this point? Honestly, it could be for so many reasons, to further their agenda, to have further control against us, because it's problem, reaction, solution. They create a problem, they create a reaction, and the solution is for us to come begging to the government and asking them for help. That's what they want. And I mean, going back to my beginning rant and why I don't like focusing on the details, knowing that we're all one and we're all connected, knowing that everything is neutral until compared to something else, nothing's inherently good or bad until compared with something else, that's actually one of the laws of the universe. If you haven't checked out my TikTok videos on that, I actually just posted those. But knowing that everything is connected means that we are also connected to the quote-unquote elite, consciously speaking. So creating that polarity of they're the evil ones and we should take them down, it now doesn't make sense to me. Like, it makes more sense to me to, like I said, work within so that can mirror our external. You know what I mean? I hope I'm not losing you. Like, I'm not saying those people aren't, what they're doing is not okay. Like, obviously I don't think what they're doing is okay. But I do think that externally, if we want things to change, we have to help from the inside first. So that can ripple and the vibration of the world can raise as a whole. And we can level up our consciousness. And this won't make sense if you're not spiritual or you're not aware that everything is energy and we're made up of energy, but energy is so powerful. Like I said, guys, I've been feeling it for the past 3 days of everything negative that I've been getting from TikTok alone. It's just crazy. And like I said, the words don't bother me. It's just the energy. It's crazy. I honestly didn't even know what I wanted to talk about this week. I've been feeling like I've lost my spark recently, and my spark of inspiration, not for the podcast, but just like in general. I really think it's just the energy that I've been receiving. So I really just didn't feel inspired to put an episode out this week. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to rant and talk about this because I need people to understand where I'm coming from. And yeah, so I say we shouldn't focus so much on the details. Like, yeah, it's good to question everything, look into it, and see all the possibilities, see every perspective. The goal is to heal and step out of the illusion. And the illusion includes the ego, the false sense of self. So that's why I talk about it. That's why I talk about the ego and healing and treating others kindly. Because the ego is the one that's keeping us hostage. I was watching this documentary that I came across. It's called The Conspiracy Theory of Everything, and I suggest everyone go watch it. It's like 3 hours long, and I haven't even finished it. But from the beginning of the movie, he talks about how we are all one consciousness, and he talks about the ego, and he says that what will blaming others and pointing fingers do? The ego likes to point fingers. It likes to blame others. It's easier that way. And I used to do the same thing. I used to be like, screw the elite. Take down the elite. That they're the problem. But have we ever collectively taken a step back and thought maybe we should take responsibility and level up our consciousness or heal our own wounds? Because our outer world reflects our inner world. And if our outer world looks like this, then we have a lot of things we need to work through individually. And that's why I keep saying you can't help the world until you help yourself first. Because essentially, we're all connected. We're all one consciousness, meaning that the elite are also one of us. We're all connected. So they're reflecting the quote-unquote dark side of our consciousness, but everyone holds dark and light in their own consciousness. It's the law of polarity. Two things that appear to be opposites are actually two inseparable things of the same whole. Kind of like how Republicans and Democrats are two wings of the same bird. A coin has two sides. The only reason we isolate the good and we isolate the bad is because we are attached to the illusion of isolation, the illusion of separation, which is ego. If we acknowledge that we are not our egos, if we acknowledge that we are all connected, we would see the bigger picture. Because we are so attached right now to our egos, that is keeping us at that lower vibration and the lower densities and basically enslaved. And right now we are so disconnected from our souls. We are an ego-based society. So our egos are controlling us right now, meaning that others can also control us, meaning that the elite can control us. So that's why if you work on yourself first, work on healing your pain body, work on healing your shadows, and work on knowing that you are not your ego, and you are your authentic self, you won't get offended anymore. You won't want to fight everyone that disagrees with your beliefs. Because everyone's so wounded right now, that is what's causing all the chaos. Not only the emotional reactions and all the arguments and sometimes fights and sometimes killings, but also it's energy. We are feeding the negative lower vibrations of fear, of wanting to be right all the time, of being offended, of reacting. So that's why it's so, so important to heal ourselves, heal our wounds, and focus on our inner being, our inner divine, because that's truly what's going to help the world. It's going to ripple out into the collective. But don't hyper-focus on the details, because that's just going to create more separation as well, more polarity. Last year, Elizabeth April posted a video of what's to come in 2021, and I've talked about it. And she said, if you still are giving in to all these little details about these conspiracy theories about the elite are the bad guys or Pizzagate and all this, you're still giving in to the polarity. Because in essence, no one knows the truth. No one knows the full truth. So if we still give in to these 3D details, then we're allowing our consciousness to stick to this illusion. We cannot solve the problem with the same state of consciousness that the problem was created with. And that is our problem. That is something that I don't think anyone can get through their heads. Like, just look at history. History has repeated itself so much. And it's not just because it's been planned. I mean, part of it. But it's also because us as humans, us as a collective consciousness, division aside, elite aside, we have not learned the lessons of evolving our consciousness, the lessons of learning from our karma, the lessons of learning from our mistakes, and not taking responsibility for our actions, our thoughts, our beliefs. Like, all of that has an effect on the outer world. If you think just your thoughts are your own, you're wrong. Like, it's crazy how connected we all are and we don't even realize it. Clear evidence of this is when you think of an idea and then you see it on TV and you're like, wait, I thought of that. Or if you think of someone and then they text you or they call you, when people start to wake up, more people started to wake up because our consciousness is elevating, because we are each expressions of the same consciousness. And I've also realized there's levels to this awakening. So don't feel discouraged if none of this is making sense. But I wrote them down of how I think it goes. But there's levels to the conspiracy theory awakening and the spiritual awakening. So the first level is you start questioning because you don't like how your life is going. Everything seems stale, but you feel like there's something more out there, but you just don't know what. So you start questioning, and then you start researching, and then you start finding out things that make you go like, that seems a little interesting. And then you start connecting the dots, and then it all makes sense. But then you go back to questioning yourself, questioning your life, questioning everything you've been through after everything you found out. And then you start getting upset, wanting to burn down the government, which is what I went through last year. Because this stuff is not fun to learn, but we do have to learn about it to bring it to light, to transmute it to light. Most people are stuck in this stage, though. They're stuck in the denial stage, the anger stage, the name-blaming, the pointing fingers, and this stage is just everything from this stage below is ego, because we're still attached to it. That's how we grew up. That's how we were conditioned, to make us think that we are nothing but our form, our physical, our egos. So the next step, and this is where conspiracy theories and spirituality go hand in hand, is you learning that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. You learn about personal sovereignty, learn about the ego, the illusion of separation, the soul contracts, and then you start letting go. You start letting go of trying to control the external and only control the only thing you can control, which is yourself and your ego and your thoughts, and start working on yourself, start meditating, start healing. And the last stage is acceptance and being at peace with the present moment. And like I said, there's stages, and not every stage is easy, but it's doable. And I feel like we all need to take responsibility and start doing it. And I'm not dismissing anyone's feelings or invalidating anything. Again, like kind of going back to the Escape the Matrix series or Escape the Matrix episode, but it's getting to the point where I'm doing this solely to help you guys and to help you guys elevate your consciousness and to wake up from this illusion, stop living miserable lives. And I'm not saying your lives are miserable, but I mean, like, collectively, the outside collective of what we see in the world right now is kind of insane. So I know that by us stepping into our power and regaining our sovereignty, we can make a change and we can actually help the world. But it starts with you. It starts with you wanting to recognize your traumas, recognize your healing, take responsibility for your reactions, take responsibility for how you treat others and how you treat yourself, because that will reflect onto the external, of your life and the world. Like I said, energy is powerful. Energy is so powerful. And that is why I've been focusing more on spirituality and more on this content rather than the minor details of what is actually going on in the physical. Because although those things are important, what's more important right now in this very moment, because things are going to get way more chaotic, I'm telling you this now, is to heal and focus on yourself. Literally, if we come down to every issue that we have, it's the ego in this world. Think about it. Why do wars start? Because the ego. The ego wants to fight. The ego can't have peace. The ego likes separation and isolation. I mean, although there's other reasons for war, the Illuminati behind it. But then again, the Illuminati and those beings, the elite, their ego are controlling them as well. Their ego wants to be in power. Their ego wants to have, you know, this is kind of graphic, but sexual encounters with children. That's their ego. Same with all the CEOs, all the celebrities. Their ego wants to feel appreciated, and their ego wants to feel in power. Their ego wants to feel superior and looked up to, and that's why they do what they do. And if you really start to reflect on your own life and your own the things that you have done to feel that sense of attention and that sense of power and then that sense of superiority, then you will see that the ego is really the issue. Like, it's no one else but the ego. So what we can do is try to step back and step into our authenticity, spread that vibration, because that can also spread like a virus, because energy is powerful. Once we start treating others with our authenticity, they will stop reacting with their egos. Egos feed on egos. That's what I talked about in the intro to the ego when I talked about the pain body. The pain body needs other pain to survive. It needs other negative emotions to survive. That's why it lashes out and it wants a reaction from people. And if you give them that reaction, it will feed their pain body and it will also feed yours. So it's just a continuing cycle of ego. So that's why I'm saying, once you heal your own ego and your own traumas and everything that makes you triggered, and you stop reacting, it will ripple onto the other person. The other person's pain body will die because they will have nothing to feed on. Because there's that negative energy is gone. See what I mean? So it really is coming down to just one thing. And I'm not blaming the ego. I know it sounds like I'm blaming the ego, but that would be giving into the polarity again and kind of a paradox, because it would be ego. It would be another dimension of my ego blaming the ego, because the ego blames. And I don't know how many times I've said ego in this episode. I'm sorry. But I'm just trying to have you guys recognize that we can do so much more than just burning down buildings, rioting, boycotting. Like, that's not going to do anything. Voting for another president, that's not going to do anything. Arresting the pedophiles, that's not going to do anything. Because, like I said, you can't solve the problem with the same state of consciousness that you created it with. That is the same state of consciousness. From a higher state of consciousness, we don't react like that, and we step into our power and step into our energy and our vibrations and just ripple it energetically into the Earth's energy grid. I think that's what it's called. Because the ego who wants to fight this, who wants to boycott, who wants to riot, who wants to arrest all these pedophiles, is just going to be satisfied with that. But no, we cannot be satisfied with that. That's being complacent. And that's just going to keep repeating the cycle. Like, Trump's out of office. Okay, well, now another pedophile is still in office. Like, do you guys see the repeating cycles that keeps happening? Like, we have to change. And the only way to change is from within. It's not like we can do anything else. Like I said, like, I keep repeating. Everything is energy. And the most powerful energy is within you. And you guys have to start stepping into your power. Like, that's what I've realized recently. And it just kind of blows my mind that no one else is seeing it the same way. And some people are still blaming the elite, blaming the pedophiles. And like, I understand, like I said in the Matrix episode, I said that I don't condone what they do. I recognize that that's awful behavior. That's awful human behavior. But I also recognize that we are a collective consciousness. So whatever they're doing, that darkness is also within us. So we have the power to diminish it and belittle it by working on ourselves. Everything is energy. Okay, I hope this all made sense, because I don't know, recently I feel like no one is understanding where I'm coming from, and I know it's going to take a while for people to level up their state of consciousness, and I have to learn to not let my ego get in the way of creating a different ego dimension and creating a paradox of me blaming others or not having patience. So see, I'm recognizing it, but it's also becoming aware of that, becoming aware of your reactions and becoming aware of your own emotions. And also, like, I just don't understand how, well, I guess, you know, I'm going to stop saying I don't understand, because that's just ego and I have to accept what is. But I just hope this message comes across to you guys and you guys understand where I'm coming from and why I don't post that content on TikTok as much anymore and what we can actually do to help and why I am trying to help you guys heal and why I talk so much about spirituality. But yeah, I've just been rambling and I'm so sorry, but I just needed to vent. I didn't even have an outline for this, but I don't know how else to say it or how to get the message across. The more I see people lashing out and being mean to each other and wanting to go arrest all the pedophiles and creating more stress for themselves and more worries and more chaos, it hurts my heart, because we could be doing so much more with that energy and just focusing on ourselves and not paying attention to the external, not paying attention to anyone else. Yes, it starts with you. It starts with you, baby boo. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking, because this is a pretty long rant. I've tried recording this a billion times. I'll probably include it to the other recording I did yesterday. I don't know how to make it make sense. And I don't want to seem like I have no feelings and I'm completely detached from my ego and I have completely had an ego death. Like, no, 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 no. I actually don't want to have an ego death because that would be me completely detaching from being a human. And at the end of the day, we're still human and I want to be human, but I want to learn how to control my ego and how to not let it control me, or how to not let others control me because of my ego. It's so, so easy to control someone by influencing them. Like, oh, you don't know about this? Why don't you learn about this? Oh, you're a Trump supporter? Oh, you didn't go to this college? Oh, you didn't go to school at all? The media does it all the time. It's just attacking our egos. And that's why detach people. Okay, wrong words. Acknowledge your ego, control it, make it your friend, befriend it. Don't make it your enemy. Befriend it, but also don't let it control you. Okay, now I'm really done. I'm probably gonna add this into another snippet of the recording I did yesterday. So I hope this makes sense. I love you guys. All right, but let's get into questions. I haven't done questions in so long. First one. Hey, Kelsey, my name is Mariah, and my friend Brayden recommended your podcast to me. I listen to it all the time, and it's so crazy how much your story resonates with me. I went to college for 3 years and studied environmental studies and sustainability, but never completed my degree because of finances and because I was not happy in that field. I think it's so crazy how you always talk about globalists and population control, because that was the number one thing they pushed in this field. They would say that the population was the number one cause of global warming, and they would always push globalism on us. Looking back now, almost 3 years later, I realize how much they indoctrinated and conditioned us. I'm so glad I got out of that field and a liberal college in general. With that being said, your stories about your brother also resonates with me. My brother is currently in grad school to become a pharmacologist, and he always tells me that I'm uneducated or misinformed. Same. Every time I challenge him or ask him questions about COVID. So I guess my question to you is, how do we wake up these people who are so close to us that we love? It makes me sad because, like your brother, I think mine is depressed and he hides it well. I just want him to know I love him and want to see his life through a different lens. I don't blame him because I was once asleep and it took being away from academics to realize it. Please keep doing what you're doing. Your podcast has helped me through my journey and I'm sure it's helped others. Oh my gosh, that made my day completely. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. You guys don't understand how much your kind words mean to me. Like, they make everything worth it. That just made me so happy. Thank you. So, I also think that my brother is depressed, and it's just honestly their masculine energy that is covering everything and their ego. Because I don't know if I've ever talked about masculine and feminine energy, but this world is mainly masculine. It's working, 3D, money, materialistic things, ego, logic, knowledge, protection, clarity, boundaries, courage, discipline, capable, certain, assertive. And then a feminine energy is unconditional love, understanding, nurturing, intuition, creativity, feeling, allowing, surrendering, sensitivity, passive, intuitive, inward. So we have, it's neither are good or bad, but we have to have a balance of both to fully manifest, to fully heal, to fully be confident in who you are. And then there's also the wounded masculine, perpetrator, abuse of power, dominance, aggression, control, competitive, confrontational, criticism, abuse, avoidance, unsupportive, unstable. And then the wounded feminine, victim, powerless, weakness, manipulation, withholding, neediness, codependency, oversensitive, overemotional. So this is why I emphasize healing so much and balancing your energies. But I really think that this world is full of masculine energy and a lot of wounded masculine energy. And I feel like both of our brothers are both wounded masculine energies that don't even have their energies balanced or have healed their wounds. So it does suck because you want to help them heal, but you honestly can't help anyone who doesn't want to be helped. You know, you can't force someone to heal or can't tell them like, hey, you need to fix your energies, bro. Like, I wish we could do that, but we can't. And it's hard. Honestly, I'm going through the same thing. And honestly, at this point, I just keep sending him love vibrationally because, like I said, energy is so powerful. And I don't think you guys really grasp that. But even during meditation, you can send anyone an energetic message. Just send, like I send you lots of love. because you always want to give out that positive energy, and it will affect them. It will, like I said, I got all the negative energy from these people just being hateful on my TikTok. So if we reverse it and send positive energy, it really does help. I think that's the best thing we can do for now. And also not argue and not let our egos come out when they contradict our beliefs or challenge our beliefs, because like you said, we were once there too. So we know what they're going through. And eventually, I hope with all this inner healing of everyone doing it by themselves, it will raise everyone's consciousness and everyone's vibrations. But like me and Sonella said last week in the episode that I had with her, we said that not everyone is meant to wake up in this lifetime. And some people are just meant to challenge our beliefs and to help us grow. Because honestly, it is helping people grow when you have someone challenging you in that way. Not by sending you negative energy, but I mean, I guess it could help you grow that way too. But it's everything's helping you grow. So some people are put here, NPCs are put here to help you grow. So I just say, like, if he comes around and starts asking you questions about it, then open up. I'm hoping one day my brother does that. But until then, I'm not feeding into that. Like, if he keeps coming at me and asks me, like, stop spreading misinformation or whatever, then I will simply just calmly respond and just be like, I'm not, but like, I'm gonna keep my space if that's, because I'm not gonna feed into that energy, you know? I know it's hard. It's really hard. But the best we can do is send positive energy so they can eventually heal themselves. I hope this helps. We're both navigating through this, so I understand. But thank you so much again. Next question. Hey Kelsey, I love your podcast. I have one question. What chakra should I work on to begin my spiritual journey? Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. So I actually just got a chakra healing book and I was just reading it. I suggest you start with your root chakra, which is the one on the bottom, the red one. And it's at your root, your core. So then you can work your way up. Sometimes not all of your chakras will be blocked. Only some of them will be blocked. But it's always good to double check and to heal what needs to be healed, because you may never know. It might be blocked. There's certain foods that you can eat. I know that every corresponding color with each chakra, if you eat those vegetables, they can help you heal. Also essential oils, or specific essential oils that go along with each chakra, meditations, yoga poses, etc. I can do a chakra healing video or episode if you guys want. Just let me know. But I hope this answers your question. Can you talk about Antarctica and Hollow Earth? So I actually have a whole Hollow Earth episode. I might revamp it and make another one because I didn't really talk about Antarctica that much. But I do talk about Hollow Earth in that episode. I don't remember what number that is, but it's definitely down there on my episodes. What does your meditation look like? So I do it various ways. I do it while working out or while driving, simply just focusing on my inner being and my breath and silencing the mind. If I'm driving, that's what I'm doing, or if I'm working out. It depends on what intentions I have for the day. I also do guided meditations on YouTube. There's some really great ones, like Meet Your Spirit Guides, Cleanse of Negative Blockages, Cleanse of Negative Ties, Meet Your Galactic Family. There's so many on YouTube, but I love all of them. But yeah, I usually lay down when I meditate if it's an intense one, because I cannot for the life of me sit up straight. I'm an old lady. My back hurts so bad. But yeah, I can't do it sitting. So I just do it laying down. There's also this other one where you can stare at a candle flame and just focus on your breath. There's also one where you just lay outside and stare at the plants and try to connect and feel the same essence that you're in as the plants, because you essentially are one with the plants. It's really cool. You will feel all the love. But yeah, that's usually how I do it. But recently I've just been doing guided ones every single day. Do you think the movie Soul came out because a lot of people are becoming more open-minded and spiritual. In a scene in the movie, two spirits are running away from a lost soul, and a hippie comes over to help them. Do you think the hippie in the movie is a symbol for spiritual people, and the two spirits are the regular humans, and the lost soul is the government making them scared of everything? Maybe I'm digging too much into it, but it made me think the whole time I watched the movie. P.S. I love your podcast. Thank you for your hard work on the podcast. Love, Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. I love the movie Soul. I loved it so much. And I know people say don't watch Disney Channel or don't watch Disney because obviously Walt Disney was a Freemason and Epstein kind of took kids from Disney World. I guess he made a stop, or the Disney World. I don't know if this is true, but there's a theory. There's a rumor that the Disney cruise made a stop on his island. I don't know. But I know there's been a lot of, I mean, let's look at all the celebrities in Disney who went through the pedophilia ring, the pedophile ring, and all the trafficking that happened in Hollywood and stuff, along with Disney. And apparently there's a bunker under Disneyland where they keep children. I don't really know, honestly. But I will say that the CEO of Disney stepped down last year when all those CEOs are stepping down, and they changed it with the new CEO of Disney, and I feel like he's, I don't know, maybe on our side. And I love the movie. I love the message. Like, even though most of what we see is predictive programming and most of what we see is for consent, what I've been telling everyone to do is when you watch something, like, we can't live our lives in fear of everything, you know? Like, we can still enjoy things. But the way to do that is transmuting the energy. And how you could do that is before you watch anything that you think may be predictive programming or bad for you or asking for consent or anything in regards to the Illuminati, just say, I do not consent to any negative energy or low vibrations. I'm simply watching this for entertainment, or I'm simply watching this to enjoy a movie. You know, just know I do not consent. Just simply state that out. Set your intentions, as silly as it sounds. You will transmute the energy. And also, before you listen to music too, or I do not consent to any subliminal messages. Your words are powerful. Your intentions are powerful. So I think you should do that before you watch anything. Because someone commented that on my Soul post too on TikTok. They were like, why are you watching this stuff if you know it's predictive programming and it's bad for you or whatever? And then I told her, I was like, you can transmute the energy. And she was like, no, you can't. And I just didn't want to argue. But like I said, that's just keeping you at that low vibration of in fear of everything, in fear of, oh, what if this controls me? No, you're powerful. You have the power to say, I do not consent to any energy, any subliminal message, any mind control. Step into your power. Okay, sorry, I've been ranting too much. But yeah, I love that movie. And I do think that scene, the lost souls, I feel like, are the people who are asleep. We're very asleep, like, because even the next scene, I think, was when the broker, they opened the veil, and then they showed the broker, and he was like, I hate my life, kind of, and he was working, and then they sent his soul back into his body, and he was like, I'm alive, I'm awake, wake up, people. It's basically a spiritual awakening, yeah, because most souls are just, like, trapped in this dense 3D materialistic world and think that you have to become successful at a career to survive. And once you are at the top, and you're just like, is this what life is really about? So that's what I kind of got out of that. And then the hippie, yeah, definitely is the spiritual people. I love that guy. And then I love how he was astral traveling and helping the other souls. Yeah, I love that movie. It was such a cute movie, and the story behind it is amazing, because that's what I've been trying to tell you guys. Like, our purpose is not a career or anything like that. It's simply living. It's living and loving yourself and loving each other and experiencing life, like going through all the motions of the ocean. And that was really cringy. Anyways, yeah. But thank you, Jennifer. Thank you. Okay, next question. Why do you ignore the neo-Nazis and white supremacists who support Trump and the entire right-wing agenda? How come the presence of so many violent racists isn't a big clue to you that you might be aligning yourself with the worst kind of evil? Y'all are so woke, you can no longer recognize evil. So this is going back to everything I was talking about in the beginning of the episode. This is creating more division. This is creating more separation. I never once claimed myself to be a Republican or a Trump supporter or a QAnon supporter, and if you've been with me since day one, you absolutely know this by now. I'm not ignoring any of the evil that is actually going on in this world. I've said that before. I've said that in the Matrix episode. I said I'm not invalidating anything that anyone has gone through because I don't believe any human being should suffer like that and all the corrupt things that have been going on. But separating the right and isolating the right as just them being the evil ones is taking the focus away from the collective evil that is actually happening, meaning the left. The left is not as good as you think it is either. All the child trafficking. And I do understand that the right has made it evidently clear that they are, you know, neo-Nazis or whatever, racist, white supremacists. But that's also isolating. That's isolating. And we're trying to step away from this illusion, the illusion of separation. And again, I'm not trying to invalidate the evil. I'm not trying to say it's not happening because it's happening. I'm trying to get you guys to see the bigger picture and step away from focusing on this. Because if you're focusing on it, you're giving it more power. And I understand how frustrating it can be. Trust me. The whole reason I started my content was because I didn't understand why racism existed. And I wanted to look into the history of the KKK. And I wanted to look into the history of the Illuminati. And if it had any connection because of the Freemasons and George Floyd. So I understand your frustration. And I understand everyone's frustration. Quite honestly, I don't understand to the point of actually living through it because I haven't experienced that. So I'm not invalidating that and I'm not trying to. But if we just focus on one problem, because this is just one problem, we lose sight of the whole picture, which is not just the racism and the white supremacists. There's so much more going on. And what I'm trying to get you guys to see is that if we focus more on ourselves and our healing and healing our egos, that will also help the white supremacists and the racists and all those bad, quote unquote, people to heal their egos as well. You may not see it right away, but I promise you, energy is powerful. So instead of reacting and pointing fingers and blaming, we need to take responsibility for our own healing and working from within and emanating that vibration out. We can only do so much to help the world. And the most we can do is by helping ourselves first. I promise you, it will do so much. So I'm not ignoring the right-wing agenda. I mean, I don't even, like I said, I don't like paying attention to details of these agendas anymore. Like I have acquired so much knowledge from each agenda and every agenda, the Illuminati agenda, the Trump agenda, the Biden agenda. It just doesn't make sense to focus so much on those details because that's just creating a lower vibrational frequency and attaching me to this 3D illusion, this 3D matrix, and it's not helping anyone. So no, just because we're so woke, we can no longer recognize evil. No, we still recognize evil. We still recognize and discern what is bad behavior versus what is good behavior, what is high vibration versus what is low vibration. But right now, we're trying to collectively raise the vibration of the planet. And by just focusing on this and isolating this, we are going to keep the cycle going. So I know this won't make sense to you if you are not on your spiritual path or on your healing path, or if you've had a spiritual awakening. This won't make sense to you at all. And I understand that you might hate me for saying this, but I really, really hope something clicks in your head or it plants a seed, because I am so, so tired. My ego is tired because obviously I don't, my true self, your true authentic self doesn't get offended, but my ego's tired of being called racist and being called ignorant or not focusing on the right things. When I'm going above that, I'm going way above that and trying to help everyone from a larger scale and creating a better world. Because we can't fix this. I'm going to keep repeating this. We can't fix the problem with the same state of consciousness that the problem was created with. Got to step above it. You got to elevate. It's time to elevate and it's time to evolve as humans in our consciousness. Oh my God. Okay. Whew. Okay. Sorry. Anyways, I hope, I really hope this makes sense. But if it doesn't, like I said, I understand. It's not going to make sense to everyone. And if I was telling myself this a year ago, I would have slapped myself in the face. Nope. Anyways, next question. I love your podcast so much, and I am endlessly grateful for your research and dedication. Ever since I was a kid, I intuitively felt the crystals had energy, and my experiences with them proved to me that they are a powerful tool. I have found it difficult to explain to someone with a 3D consciousness how crystals work, just because they are always asking for scientific and material proof of it. I haven't researched crystals in an in-depth manner, but I do need to do more research. But I was wondering what your take is on how to explain crystals to someone of the 3D consciousness. First of all, it's so hard to explain anything to anyone who's been indoctrinated by this 3D consciousness and is so attached to their ego and so attached to the physical. And I'm just stating that because I know a lot of other people have asked me the same thing of how do I convince people. So don't frustrate yourself trying to convince them, because at the end of the day, you can't convince someone who doesn't want to be convinced. You can't give a horse water if it doesn't want to drink. Well, no, that's not how you say the quote. It's you can take the horse to the water, but you can't make it drink. But so basically, since everything's energy, these crystals hold a certain frequency. And just like a microchip in the back of your phone, a crystal holds the same energy and frequency. Not the same, but it's kind of like a microchip. But the crystal is from nature rather than technology. And depending on where the crystal was found and what type of crystal it is, creates a different frequency. So this doesn't just pertain to crystals. When you talk to your water, have you ever heard of memory water, I think, or water has memory? I believe someone wrote a book on it, and there was actual scientific studies on it, how your water retains all memory. And if you talk to it and you say beautiful things to it and be grateful for it giving you hydration, it can give you that vibration back to you. And also with plants, when you talk to plants really nicely, that energy, that vibration, that high vibration helps the plants grow, helps the plants stay alive. There was another one. Oh, the rice experiment. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. It's a very common one. So they put two batches of rice, white rice, in two separate bowls. And for a week, they talked really nicely and gratitude and positive affirmations to one, and on the other one they put negative affirmations, emotional reactions, and all that. By the end of the week, the one that was high vibrational stayed white and it was fine, but the low vibrational and the reactions and all that got moldy. So energy has an effect on everything. Food, water, crystals, you, the world, children. Like, do you guys see how important it is? And the reason I'm emphasizing healing, guys, and like I've said, I'm gonna keep repeating it, because you don't even recognize when you emotionally react sometimes, because that's your unconscious, that's your pain body. And later in the day, you're like, I don't know what got over me. Like, I don't know what happened. That was your ego. It took over. And you don't recognize your reactions because you haven't healed your wounds. That's why it's so, so important to heal, because that energy is just going to keep cycling, that negative energy. And I'm not just saying this. I'm not just saying this to bug you guys. I'm really saying it to help you. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Next question. Hey, Kelsey, this isn't really a question, but more ask your opinion on this TikTok. I read The Four Agreements, and I know you love these books too, but what do you think of this woman claiming it as a cult? I know it's hard to speculate from the outside looking in, but it blew my mind that she had an experience like this. Never stop with the podcast. I love you, Effie. Hi, Effie. Yeah, I watched the video you sent me, and that's crazy. So for those of you who haven't seen the video is basically a stitch to this girl who says, tell me you've been in a cult without telling me you've been in a cult, or something like that. And the woman was saying that she went to a retreat with Don Miguel Ruiz, who is the author of The Four Agreements and all the books that I've talked about. And they had like different things that they did at this retreat, and it was all for self-help and stuff. But there was one thing that she pointed out, that they all slept in the same room, I guess, to create emotional connection. And she just felt like she was being groomed. I don't know, quite honestly. I don't want to say that she's wrong, but I also don't want to discredit or belittle her experience, because she experienced what she experienced. But also, that's just one perspective. I like to get multiple perspectives before coming to any conclusions. Maybe she did feel that way for certain reasons. Maybe it triggered a memory from her past. Who knows, really? Everyone has different levels of comfort, and some people don't even like to hug because it triggers memories from childhood, or they just have a hard time with intimacy. So who really knows? But from her perspective and like her experience, I'm not invalidating it, and I'm sorry that she felt that she was being groomed. However, I don't also want to say that it was that, because I know a lot of spiritual retreats are kind of like that, because they're trying to get everyone more connected, more emotionally connected, and there's a lot of meditation rituals and all that good stuff. So I don't want to invalidate either side. So I don't really have an opinion on that, just because I'm only hearing her perspective. If another couple people came out and said, yeah, we were definitely being groomed, and then we should probably look into that. But, you know, if it's just one perspective, then we can't really come to a conclusion. But like I said, I'm not invalidating it. I really am not. I'm trying so hard to watch what I say now. Everyone's just coming for me. They're coming for my neck, guys. Okay, next one. Hi, Kelsey. My name is Sankus. I'm so sorry if I'm saying that wrong. I just wanted to say that I love your podcast. It has helped me in many ways more than you know. So thank you for doing what you do. I am proud of you. I am a couple episodes behind, so I don't know when you'll see this, but I remember watching an episode where you dreamt of wars, and so have other people. I recently dreamt that my family and I lived in the woods. My mom and I were heading out to the store, but then suddenly my mom points out to a direction and asks what it was. I turn and there were two aliens. They were communicating with each other and pointing to certain directions. Then they spotted us and started to walk our way. Out of panic, I told my mom to get into the car, and so we did. Then suddenly, there were these soldiers that came out of nowhere, except they were Nazi soldiers. I remember seeing the swastika symbol on their sleeves. I didn't particularly know what it means, but I just thought it was interesting that Nazi soldiers appeared in my dream. Whoa. Well, okay, first of all, thank you so much. I love you. And second of all, I had a Russian dream the other night where we were singing the Russian anthem or the Russian song of their country. And it was crazy, because then I woke up and I looked it up and it was the same song. Not even kidding. And I don't even know how to read Russian or what it looks like, quite honestly. But when I looked at it on the video, it was the same writing as it was in my dream. It was crazy. I also saw aliens in my dream too, and they were helping us. They were helping us hop through this portal because we were locked in this kind of like a camp. I want to say FEMA camp, but I really don't know what it was. There was camps, and then there was like bombs going off in the background. It was crazy. It's crazy that you had one about Nazis though. I just want to know if the aliens were there to help you or if they were on their side. I mean, dreams do tell the future sometimes, or they look into other dimensions or other parallel universes or other timelines that we haven't hopped into. So hopefully neither of ours comes true, but that is very interesting. But thank you so much again, and thank you for sharing. I love when you guys share things like this with me. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sticking all the way through. I know I started off with a rant, but I needed to let it go. I needed to be said, because like I said, I don't know what other way to put it. I don't know how else to explain, and I know I don't need to explain myself, but where I'm at and how many people do look up to me, and the fact that I do have a younger audience, I don't want you guys to think that I have ill intentions. And I know I can just say that and actually have ill intentions, but trust your intuition. Listen to your intuition and question everything. Just use your own discernment. I really hope that you see that I am trying to help you guys. Like, I really hope you feel my energy and just know that I mean well. I really do. But if you don't think that, that's totally fine. Like I said, I understand. And there's no other reason that I'm producing this content other than to help you guys. Like I've said before, I don't even gain a profit or income from this content. I mean, recently they allowed me to add an ad, and that's why you heard the ad in the beginning, which is really nice. But it's the app's ad, and And it's not that much, but it is something and I'm very grateful for it. But I'm just saying, like, in general, I don't get anything from this other than helping you guys and it fulfilling me by helping you guys and producing this content. So I really hope this message comes across in a good light, because I don't know what else to say. I'm so sorry if this did offend you, and I'm so sorry if this doesn't make sense to you. I'm trying my best, guys, but I do have a lot going on, and I know that's an excuse, and I know that's just my ego, but I just have so much going on right now. But yeah, I hope you guys like this episode. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you understand. I hope, I don't know anymore. I really don't. I'm just rambling at this point. But thank you so much to everyone also who purchased merch. That's another way that I do get some profit from this. It's, like I said, again, it's not a lot because I do it through this website who keeps most of the profit. But thank you, because even the littlest things help. So thank you so much. Yeah, guys, I love you guys so much. And I really, truly just send you guys all the love, all the light. I hope you guys are staying safe if you're experiencing horrible weather. I'm sending you all the love and the light in the world. If you guys need anything, you know where to reach me. Twitter, at Woke with Kels. I did change my Instagram handle at @questioneverythingpodcast_. If you want to be featured on my next episode, click the link in my bio, leave me a question or some feedback. Don't hold back. You can be as honest as possible, please. Anyways, I love you guys so much. I hope you have an amazing Friday. Bye.